Let's leave these Haben expressions for a moment and look at how to tell the time. Firstly, you need to know that an hour is eine Stunde. This also means a school lesson. But let's stick with time, and to be sure of your numbers up to 24, you can always consult the user guide. To ask the time, you literally say, "How many clock is it?" which sounds quite strange. The word for how many is wie viel, and clock is Uhr. So how would you ask what time is it? Literally, how many clock is it?
Wie viel Uhr ist es?
Remember, Michelle Thomas taught us an alternative, easier way. Do you remember how to ask how late is it?
Wie spät ist es?
Richtig. Now, although the word Uhr can mean a small watch, bigger clocks, even a parking meter, when you're talking about the time, it means o'clock. So using really, wirklich, and already, schon, ask, is it really already 11 o'clock?
Ist es wirklich schon 11 Uhr?
Ist es wirklich schon 11 Uhr? Prima! Did you like that little elf for 11? Thought so. Now, to say what the time is on the hour, you just say it is, then the number, and then Uhr. How would you say 3 o'clock?
Es ist 3 Uhr.
Did you get that? Es ist 3 Uhr. Now, quarter is Viertel. Did you hear the vier in there? To say quarter past, you would say quarter after. After is nach. So how would you say quarter past?
Viertel nach.
Now quarter to is Viertel vor, quarter before. If at is how would you say, speaking formally, you must arrive at quarter to six, but I will arrive at quarter past five. Let's break it down. Start with, you must arrive at quarter to six.
Sie müssen Viertel vor sechs ankommen.
Now for the second part, but I will arrive at quarter past five. Remember to use the werde handle and the whole verb, the full verb, for the future tense.
Aber ich werde Viertel nach fünf ankommen.
Aber ich werde Viertel nach fünf ankommen. Now let's link the two parts. You must arrive at quarter to six, but I will arrive at quarter past five.
Sie müssen Viertel vor sechs ankommen, aber ich werde Viertel nach fünf ankommen.
For half past the hour, Germans say half before the next hour. But they don't say before, you just have to remember that this is what it means. Let's try a few. How would a German say, it's half past ten?
Es ist halb elf.
Es ist halb elf. It's half 11, meaning half before 11, i.e. half past ten. Okay, another one. How would you say, it's half past seven?
Es ist halb acht.
Okay, did you get that? It is half before eight, meaning half past seven. Now, for the other times, you just say the number of minutes with the word for minutes, minuten, then nach for past, or for two. So how would you say, it's 10 minutes past two?
Es ist 10 Minuten nach zwei.
Okay. And one last one, at 20 to 9.
20 vor 9.
20 vor 9, at 20 to 9. You are now ready to fix an appointment, einen Termin ausmachen. Think of to determine a date, einen Termin ausmachen. If you want to ask, at what time should we meet, you'll need the reflexive verb sich treffen, to meet one another. So, at what time would be?
Wie viel Uhr?
Richtig, wie viel Uhr? If sich treffen is reflexive, it follows that when you say we meet, you're actually saying we meet each other. And here you use uns. So we meet each other is now.
Wir treffen uns.
Ja, wir treffen uns. And if it's a question, do we meet?
Treffen wir uns?
Treffen wir uns? Now think of the word order and ask, at what time do we meet?
Um wie viel Uhr treffen wir uns?
Um wie viel Uhr treffen wir uns? What about, at what time should we meet?
Um wie viel Uhr sollen wir uns treffen?
Um wie viel Uhr sollen wir uns treffen? And at what time can we meet?
Um wie viel Uhr können wir uns treffen?
And just to make sure, at what time do we want to meet?
Um wie viel Uhr wollen wir uns treffen?
And one last one, at what time will we meet?
Um wie viel Uhr werden wir uns treffen?
Richtig. Um wie viel Uhr werden wir uns treffen? You've got it.